Dr. Penny Jamieson, the Wellington vicar, whose appointment as bishop-elect of Dunedin was announced at the weekend, says there are some things in the church she would definitely like to see changed, but she doesn't see herself as a trailblazer. Dr. Jamieson's become the world's first woman diocesan bishop. Barbara Harris was earlier this year in Boston made the first woman assistant bishop. Well, Dr. Jamieson will take up her post in Dunedin in the middle of next year, but for the time being she's staying with her Wellington parish. She's with us in the studio now. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning and thank you.
A trailblazer, maybe not, but on the other hand, you are the first, and people inevitably are going to expect things of you, aren't they?
I guess so. It's been a tribute to the ministry of women in this country for a long time. Women have been ordained now for some 12 years. So I guess they are not surprised, and indeed this has been ratified by a wide, wide section of the church.
What sort of things were going through your mind as you're trying to decide whether to accept the nomination or not? What were the considerations you had to work through?
Well, there were obviously personal considerations. I guess some wonder why it had happened. It came as a total and complete and utter surprise. And I wanted to go down to Dunedin. I wanted to try and find out what the mood of the place was, whether this, in fact, was a movement of the Spirit, whether it was something of God, whether it was right. And I feel good about that now.
Some would say that perhaps the Dunedin diocese wouldn't be the best prize in the sense that it's a small diocese but a large area. I mean, it's not going to be an easy job, is it?
I'm quite happy to start small.
Work your way up from that, maybe.
Well, I don't know. I've been in a small parish and that doesn't worry me at all.
There's a danger, I suppose, too, that you could be the token woman bishop to prove that we can do it, that the rules have been changed, it's okay now, we've got one, and things might stop.
I guess that would be other people's perception. It would not be mine.
So you think that the world will continue to change?
I'm sure it will. There will inevitably be further women in this position around the world. I would expect by the time the next Lambeth comes in about 9 years' time that there will be several there. And it's just an inevitable part of the growth and change of the church responding sensitively to the world.
Because that was one of the things that was the sticking point at Lambeth, wasn't it? It's, again, the position of women in the church, ordination generally, whether there should be women bishops at all. The Anglican Communion can't make up its mind worldwide what it wants to do.
Certainly there is considerable confusion. The Anglican Communion is made up of a number of independent and separate churches in that way that have this loose linking of communion. And so they make up their own minds on where they are. And there is wide variety within that, just as there are wide cultural and social differences in the different countries around the world.
Do you feel pressure from other women to take this job on, to be the trailblazer?
No, I don't feel pressure at all. On the contrary, in the last week I felt enormous support for them, and indeed quite a bit of apprehension from them, because they realise what position I may be getting into, and they realise the vulnerability of that.
Because you've been ordained for, what, 6-7 years?
That's
and
right.
In the past, you'd take that long to go through your curacy and become a vicar, and yet all of a sudden you're a bishop.
Well, I guess in some ways the world is changing, and it's changing quite rapidly. We've seen that a lot lately in local body elections in this country. The patterns have changed. And I think, well, I got a very strong feeling that people were looking for something fresh and something different. Whether they like it when they get it, we'll have to see.
What do you bring the job, apart from your obvious qualifications, you know, with the priesthood and so on? I mean, who are you, if you like?
I don't actually think I bring any particular qualifications or merit to this job. It's by some movement of the Spirit that I cannot pretend to understand that I have been elected to this position, and God willing, I'll do my best in it.
Women often say that the things that they do are undervalued by society, and that women have experience which men just can't understand, which can be used in other areas. Would that be the case, do you think, for you in this job?
Yes, that's true. I've only been ordained for 7 years, but I've been active in the church and in my own working life in other areas for a good many years. So I've had plenty of experience of operating in this world, and I bring all that willingly to this job.
Are you going to have to be a political animal in the new job?
I'm a public figure, and to some extent that inevitably engenders the need to be aware of social issues and social comment. I believe it's really important that the church engage creatively and with a good dialectic with the world. And I want to be part of that. Mm.
You've had the world, of course, knocking on your door the last couple of days.
People
indeed at the BBC
I have.
Talking to you.
Yes.
What sort of questions are other countries asking of you?
Well, overseas, they're particularly interested in the fact that can this be possible? Because to an English audience, it really feels quite impossible. They, as you know, are still debating whether to ordain women priests. So this step seems rather unbelievable.
But obviously, they talk to you. Do they see it as a sign of change will occur there, or are they simply seeing you, do you think, as the freak?
Well, I don't know. I've only had one or two talks with them. I suspect it's a little bit of both.
Mm. One wonders whether perhaps some of your brother clergy might feel a little bit they've been passed over by somebody, a Johnny-come-lately?
I guess that is so. I've always been sorry for people in the church who are ambitious. There are far fewer positions at the top, so to speak, than anybody can ever fill. There's no clear career path, and I've seen many clergy get really upset and nearly personally destroyed on frustrated ambition. And it's not a right way for a priest to operate, to be ambitious anyway. And so, well, I guess I continue to be amazed at what's happened to me.
So you never wanted to be a bishop?
Never occurred to me.
Well, all the best for the future. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Dr. Penny Jamieson, the Bishop-elect of the Anglican Diocese of Dunedin.